I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to my world. Tonight, a guy has gone viral for his meltdown over wokeness in video games, specifically regarding pronouns in the new Starfield video game. And if you are tired of wokeness in video games, then this rant is for you.
There is nothing I love more than to sit down, comfy chair, turn on my PC, fire up a brand new RPG, lose myself, think, oh my God, just think of this world. Just think of all the planets I can visit, all the immersive things that I can get involved with, all the fights, all the relationships, all the people I meet, all the places I go. I'm so excited to go there. And you know, I love nothing more than, with all of that laid out in front of me, I love nothing more than to be dragged out at every fucking conceivable opportunity so you can fucking current day us. Sorry, did you want to get immersed in our world? Yeah, well, guess what? Fucking pronouns! Fucking gender ambiguity! Fucking current day Californian shit! Because that's all we fucking know! Because we're boring! We're so fucking boring! We can't see past our own fucking reflection! That's the level of our narcissism here at Bethesda Western Game Company! Fuck your immersion! Fuck you having a good time! Fuck you falling into a world and just getting lost! No, no, no! Current fucking day! You're boring! You're fucking dull! You have nothing to say! You are a one-hived mind twat waffle! That's all you fucking are! And you wonder why people are getting so fucking sick and tired! You take everything we love, all our immersions, all our fantasies, all our escapism, and you just can't help shovel your dog shit, fucking crap, ideology into everything! Every single solitary fucking thing! Now I edit.
Oh man, that was fucking, that was that was so glorious, and I really feel sympathy with this guy. I feel exactly the same way. That's the voice I've got in my head wherever I turn. When I go to Wikipedia, oh, there's some woke shit on there. Okay, go to ChatGPT, oh, there's woke shit on there. Look in a FIFA video game, oh, there's woke shit on there. Start, okay, there's woke shit in Starfield. From Software, there's gender, character creator, okay. I think a lot of us feel like this guy. And I think part of the reason people don't do this, other than the obvious, is because it's a Kafka trap. Your defense against it will be used as some kind of evidence of your guilt. Oh, look how crazy you're getting. You're overreacting. They'll gaslight you and they'll say, this guy's a psychopath. And they want... You know, it's a divisive tactic, wokeness. It's all about creating division, and then they use the reaction as evidence that they're right. So I think that's one of the reasons people try to keep it together. But I think we feel, a lot of people feel like that. That went viral. That blew up everywhere. And the sad thing is he had to come out, and then loads of people started attacking him. Of course, like the vultures will circle. They'll feel they can get some views for their channel, presumably. I think that's one of the reasons, and people attacked him, and so now he's being forced to kind of wade into all these online petty arguments that I strongly dislike. You'll never see me get into a tit for tat with anyone on YouTube. I don't care what someone says about me. At the end of the day, it's not worth my headspace or my time to dedicate to constantly react to what other people are doing. I just want to do my own thing. But you do see this a lot, where YouTube will get into a feud, and then the next 10 videos they make is all about this feud that they're in, and then they have to use time that they could otherwise spend on making good content in researching the other person, actually sitting there and watching their horrible face and the things they say, trying to find some information they can use against them. So he's kind of had to come out and defend himself. I don't think he needs to. That video, anyone who's not brainwashed by wokeness today will look at that and know that the guy's really on point there. But he has kind of been forced to respond to a few people. So these are some of the people who are attacking this guy known as Az on the YouTube channel, Heel versus Babyface, who's a big personality and commentator on the Nerdrotic show.
that down a little bit because of brevity. There were some pauses that I took out. But this was tweeted out by Hassan Piker after Dan Vask.
Oh, mate. Yeah, sign me up for this amazing video game. What is this?
Had put the video out and it went a tinge viral. And he says, this weird British guy.
So this is the guy that made this viral rant blow up. This guy Hassanabi retweeted it. And this guy Hassanabi started attacking Az for his opinions on wokeness. Like, how dare you not want to be bludgeoned into submission everywhere you look by politically correct content?
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Called him a weird British guy and said, the weird British guy
losing his mind over selecting pronouns in Starfield is the perfect demonstration for why we must bring back lobotomies. Well, Hassan...
And this is the thing. The woke people who will virtue signal over this at Az's expense and say, look how much of a terrible person he is, while publicly reaffirming their dedication to the woke cult, they're supposed to be tolerant, right? The whole woke shit is about tolerance. We've got need more diversity. We have to tolerate everybody. But if you disagree with them politically, they're totalitarian. And ironically, they'll give you the most intolerant response. Weird British guy. That's casually racist, right? So, that British guy. And they're also, these people who are supposed to be tolerant will say that you need to have your brains hacked out. They're such liars. They're so dishonest. They preach tolerance, and that's the annoying thing about it. I wish they were more just open in their intentions, and they say, look, I'm authoritarian, I don't tolerate anyone with a different opinion, anyone with a different opinion needs to be killed. But they dress it up in the cloak of virtue, and that is a telltale sign of the worst kind of tyrant.
At least they would be able to lobotomize me. You, however, I don't think they would actually find enough brain cells. And if you don't know who this guy is, let me introduce you to him.
So, you said America deserved 9/11. Did you mean that?
Yeah.
And that other person that he was being interviewed by was his uncle, Cenk Uygur. Let's see what Cenk Uygur has to say about certain things, shall we?
If I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving, where you are pleasuring the animal. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Okay, why did that happen?
I don't know, Cenk. Maybe it had something to do with the, I don't know, fucking animals part.
I feel sorry for this guy because he's had to go and try to find dirt on the people who are attacking him, so he needs to try to discredit them with ad hominem attack. Why waste your time? People that are, I don't think you're going to change anyone's mind who's already woke. They're so dedicated to the cult. And people, as I said, people who watched his rant and who read people who criticized his rant, they already know. They don't need him to kind of waste his time and look into their lives. So it's kind of sad what happened over this, but it has gone viral. The guy's got 400,000 YouTube subs, so I guess he's in the mix. He's in the mix and he's standing up for himself. And you can see one of the reasons he's so popular. He's lovable. He's very articulate. He's got a great kind of voice, a classically British voice for kind of describing things. He's a very lovable character. So I don't follow this guy, but I like him a lot.
Hell is wrong with your family, dude? So needless to say, then I'm pretty okay with having a conflicting opinion to somebody like Hassan. But this isn't just about pronouns. That's the disingenuous argument that people want to latch onto, so that you don't talk about the gender ideology and the intersectionality that's been rammed into every single solitary facet of our entertainment, from video games to TV, film, comics, etc., etc.
Listen, I know I should have been more forthcoming about who I was earlier.
Yes?
Is this Starfield?
In the interest of full disclosure, there's one more thing you ought to know before we head up there.
You're a dude.
My relationship with the UC, it's more complicated than it might seem at first glance.
Uh-huh.
The UC's actually the only reason I'm here in the first place.
Yeah.
I am a clone of a man named Francois Sanon. One-time fleet admiral of the UC.
It's this shit, it's just in all the games. You can understand this guy's rant.
During the colony war, former head of the UC Navy.
Now, did I have that reaction because I'm a nasty, naughty transformophobia? No, I had that reaction because it was so obvious, because we're dealing with current day gaming company. In actual fact, you could go far as to say we're dealing with current day entertainment in the West. Then we have the Act Man.
So I don't know who this guy is, Act Man, but this guy went hammer and tongs after Az, and Act Man just got banned off YouTube or something. He got his channel removed. So he had other people going after him, and I don't know the exact politics of it, but you would have thought that he might have learned his lesson and not get involved in these petty tit for tats and just make content. But this guy went really after this guy. He even edited videos. I don't understand these people who watch other YouTubers that they don't like. It's psychopathic behavior, and get obsessed with these people that they've never met, they don't know, and make videos editing trying to destroy them. It's so pathetic. It's so pathetic. But that's what this guy tried to do to Az. And at the same time, they always try to virtue signal and get social justice warrior points. It's really just, it's so horrible to watch.
React channel that has 1.8 million subscribers getting mad because a person reacted to a game. By the way, this person recently being cancelled, having his YouTube channel demonetized / pulled down because he was attacked for having an opinion about something and exercising his right to do so.
And then he goes out and does it to someone else. Okay.
Oh, he's actually jumping on that bandwagon to attack somebody who is exercising their right to have an opinion.
And again, the people who defend wokeness, they're supposed to be the pinnacle of tolerance. This guy who's defending wokeness just called this guy a gorilla-shaped man. Attack his appearance. These people are horrible, bullying, nasty people. Stay away from wokeness. Wherever there's wokeness stuff, it is toxic as hell.
Turnaround is fair play, hey? Don't worry about the hypocrisy of it, dude. You do you. So his tweet starts off with gorilla-shaped man, which, by the way, I can't take any other way than a compliment in Silverback, baby. On the verge of crying, we've already had to go into a lie because you want to embellish your inverted commas argument. Shouty man, yes. Ranty man, yes. Angry man, yes. Crying, no. Just say it how it is. If you feel comfortable with his position, why lie? Because Starfield lets you pick pronouns at the start of the game and then is never brought up again.
So this is classic gaslighting. When you point out that they're putting woke, cancerous shit into your video game, they'll say, oh, it's only this, or it's just this. What, it's just pronouns? It's just that the entire game from the ground up has been crafted by a radical political group who compel you to lie by choosing pronouns to participate in their relentless destruction of Western society, and also remind you that they despise you at the same time. It's just a little bit of that, mate. Don't worry about it.
Well, if it's never brought up again, why do you even have to pick the pronouns?
And you would. So you can see he goes on and on, and he discredits these people who are attacking him, and it's really sad. It's really sad. So anyways, this guy came out as part of the Heel versus Babyface channel, and his video went viral where he was ranting about pronouns. And I really respected him for this. And everyone came after him and attacked him. I'm no stranger to this myself. My channel's so much smaller, so much smaller. And I make videos calling out the wokeness in games, just speaking the truth about what is happening. And of course, people will attack me for it and they'll come after me for it. But this guy, he's surrounded by the whole Nerdrotic team. He's got 340,000 subscribers. He's got a good amount of support behind him. So he's going to be all right. And I hope he just doesn't get entangled in this toxic kind of war that's going on right now, this culture war. But then again, if you look at his channel, that is pretty much the only content on there. So I think it's par for the course. So if you look at Heel versus Babyface videos, it's Ahsoka is embarrassing and nothing's happening. DC is dead. Blue Beetle's a bad flop. Shut up, Snow White. Barbie is trash. I mean, it's all culture war stuff. So this is actually part of it. In a war, the objective is to destroy the other side, will beat them into submission, so people are going to come after him. But you know what? As someone who does this content myself quite often, I can tell you that this guy He never wanted to do this shit. The rant proves it. The rant is not manufactured. He could not, he couldn't help it. That was the real him. And if he hates all this woke shit so much because it's a grift, as I'm sure people will claim, his detractors, then why did he get so upset about it? This is his gravy train. That rant was not an act. And this is a guy who loves movies, he loves video games, and like he says, everything now has the message. He called it in his rant. He said it's all this short-sighted Californian lifestyle shit. The people who make this stuff are so shallow, they can't see beyond the reflection in their computer screen. It's everywhere. The guy is tired of it. And it's all these videos, I think, just show you how much he loves the content. And I guess what happened to him is when he was defending the stuff that he loves, I guess that became his source of monetization. And now it's almost a self-perpetuating cycle. And I think that's what the wokesters want. They want you to react. They want to solidify you into an us versus them. And it is what it is, man. But I do feel a bit sorry for this guy. I don't think he needed to explain himself. I thought his rant was beautiful and perfect and hit the nail on the head and is what we're all thinking. Is that how you felt too when you saw Az's rant? Did you relate to that? Are you tired of wokeness everywhere? Because I certainly am. You go onto the PlayStation store and you can't look anywhere without being bombarded by woke stuff and loads of female leads forced into roles where they don't like it in real life. Even FIFA soccer, the football game, it's got women in the middle on the front and they're mixing female and male teams and stuff. Even in sport, you just can't get away from it. So there, I'm bringing you that rant, the scream heard around the world. And I think a rant that we all can relate to. We're all a bit tired of wokeness. And he said what we've all been thinking. I'm Johnny Masker, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing Az's rant about pronouns in Starfield. But if you have been watching from the beginning, then stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. The more you donate, the more of me you are going to get. For some reason, the donation box is a bit slow today, but maybe it will come up soon. I think it's coming up now, bruv. There it is. We've made $27.76 with 25 days to go to meet last month's target of $795. Please give generously if you enjoy the show, and I'll read out your comment live. 11 concurrent viewers. I am absolutely blessed to have you. So I wrote down an article this morning, just took me about an hour. I just kind of wrote my feelings about the wokeness in general. May I read it to you? This is an article I wrote, and it is called Wokeness Has Won. So if you're sitting comfortably, I shall begin. It amuses me. People are slowly waking up to the fact that, well, wokeness has won. It won a long time ago. Wokeness is everywhere. Movies, TV series, video games, music, of course, politics, law, sport. I mean, Jesus, man, it's on planes and trains. They removed the ladies and gentlemen so as not to offend a small, confused minority who are now the foot soldiers of the Marxist leftists who are crushing the world in lockstep under their relentless rainbow-coloured jackboots. Doctors are required to lie to their patients now in Canada and the UK and go along with their patients' beliefs that they're a different sex to the one assigned at birth. Doctors and psychiatrists are required by law to lie and encourage people down a path of mutilation and poor health. All games nowadays are woke. Of course, even your favourite FromSoft games don't have biological sex in the character creator. Games also now contain a utopian equal number of males and females, even in roles that females are not interested in, to rectify oppression and patriarchy. Games and movies are an orgy of diversity, totally at odds with any cultural heritage or history they are sourced from. Rings of power, I'm looking at you. Huge conglomerates have bought out individual studios, allowing them to constantly make losses while churning out this woke propaganda that flops, putting activism over business. Hell, if you dare not to make your intellectual property woke, ESG funds will be denied to you, tanking your project before it even gets off the ground. And it's not just games and movies, my friends. Premier League football stadiums put women's team members on their stadium who don't even play in the stadium. The poor victim class that they need as a voting bloc. Football stadiums have trans and rainbow flags on their logos, on their team logos, I should say. Even after Pride Month has ended, Arsenal Football Club, I'm looking at you. And players take the knee in solidarity with a literal communist organization, even up until this year. Yes, wokeness has won, and everything is woke, but people don't understand the consequences of this. When everything is woke, eventually the market will readjust, and like we did during COVID, accept a lower standard, accept in this case lower profits and revenues, and we'll get on with a lower standard of life. It's never coming back, my friends. When there is no alternative to wokeness, people will become acclimatized to it, and that's the goal, and consume wokeness anyway. Or people will consume it because there's nothing else left to consume. The cycle of wokeness is at the point of irreversibility. For example, if there is no delicious food left on Earth, those growing up in this environment won't know what they're missing and will accept the current climate unconditionally. The things you grow up with are indelibly woven into the milieu of your consciousness. Even the food and entertainment that wasn't great by objective standards now is forever fond to you because of nostalgia. Nostalgia is overwhelming and unbreakable. Now apply that irresistible feeling of nostalgia you have for your favorite things of youth to every product being created today, which are all woke, that is now attached to the current generation. This generation will therefore viciously fight back against anything challenging their eternal bond to their woke programming that is now unavoidable in cinema, video games, education, sports, even Starfield. Being reaffirmed daily at school. If you're born in China, you're going to be brainwashed, but you can wake up to your programming by leaving the country or circumventing the firewall. There is no alternative to wokeness, however, now beyond the old classics, which now come with warning labels to remind you that these are offensive. And by the time this generation may realize the taste of their conditioning is not that great, they're going to be too old to make a difference in the culture war anyways. They usually wake up into their 50s. The culture of wokeness is ubiquitous. It's fucking everywhere. Look at Western governments. All powerful Western countries march in lockstep with the woke agenda. Canada, UK, Germany, France, Scotland, America, Spain, even Brazil just voted in a socialist president. The EU, for example, constantly push woke ideology along with all the other evil leftist stuff that comes with it. CBDCs, green energy scams, and green energy fear porn. Even the supposed conservative UK government is pushing net zero and woke agendas. Only a few American states seem to be saying what we're all thinking, and that wokeness is bad. And a lot of people who live within those states perhaps think that that way of thinking is larger than it really is. But other than that, a suspicious amount of world powers are all saying the dumbest anti-human far leftist radical woke shit all at the same time in him with all of the NGOs and non-profits that you didn't vote for. It is time to wake up and smell the coffee. And those who knew a world before wokeness like me, but those who haven't woken up, the normie, they're just going to be forced to consume the best of the worst. In that there is now nothing good to consume. So they might as well choose the thing that is least bad, because they don't have the time, resources, bravery, or sense of moral duty to push back against the purveyors of wokeness that has gotten us into this situation. So beaten down have they become. Cue those saying, don't worry, there's good independent creators who are going to save us. Nope, they're going to be censored, stifled, and destroyed by the woke Borg that has assimilated everything top down from NGOs and governments, through local governments, committees and organizations, to banks, big business, and regulatory bodies, to courts and judicial systems. Look at the last Supreme Court justice hiring process and her thoughts on gender. To health and hospitals, universities, schools, and kindergartens. To all business, movie companies, video game companies, sports, even public toilets. You cannot take a shit without being reminded of the agenda and who is in control. Just look at that gender-neutral sign as you go to wipe your ass next time on rainbow-colored toilet paper. Yes, Massacre Mates, I'm sorry to say it, but wokeness has won. And I've gotten tired of saying this. And to tell you the truth, I'm surprised that only now people are coming out and saying this, like Az on Heel versus Babyface. Too many people have been complicit in the lie, like the cowards in Russia, when the Soviet system was taking hold out of fear of being shamed and targeted. Ironically, though, it is your woke aggressors who, and this is key, publicly announced what they should have announced, quote, "We just want to be left alone." That's what the wokesters say, while demanding that you are not left alone, bend the knee, and are compelled to go along with their woke cult worship in every single facet of your life. "We are oppressed," they say, as every single brand in existence falls over themselves and even tanks their share value to push their agenda, while Hollywood celebs trot out the message in support of them with predictable regularity. Yes, wokeness has now won. The nightmare of Anita Sarkeesian's initial vision for a centralized leftist authority to micromanage everything you see in entertainment has actually come to fruition. Just look at the Wikipedia page for one of the locuses of the war against feminism and leftist corruption in entertainment, Gamergate. Literally, in the Wikipedia title for Gamergate, in parentheses are the words harassment campaign and far right and misogynistic, proving my point. In creating this article I am now reading to you, the first major resource for information I turn to, consumed by hundreds of millions every day, is completely ideologically compromised and run by a small group of elite wokesters. Fuck me, man. The Wikipedia entry for gender in the opening paragraph suggests that, regarding the endless gender spectrum, quote, "Most scholars agree that gender is a central characteristic for social organization." Say the quiet part out loud. "You just want to be left alone" is cover for your plans for world domination, right down to rejigging the core foundations of society upon lies and propaganda. No wonder now you cannot even play a video game, open a comic, or watch a movie, or take a shit without being reminded you're a horrible person and being reminded of the message and the agenda. They've taken over everything. So you can now add our modern day Library of Alexandria to the list of things wokeness has conquered, Wokipedia. And when wokeness is this successful, and when power is the only goal of Marxism, neo-Marxism, aka wokeness, then why would it ever go away? Why would they ever relinquish their grip? Yes, video games now resemble Anita Sarkeesian's exact vision for the video game industry that people laughed at back in the day. Do you remember that guy Thunderfoot? He's one of the OGs, the first intellectuals who kind of realized about this woke neo-Marxist movement with Anita Sarkeesian, spearheaded by her, and he pushed back against it. That scientist guy, Thunderfoot. I saw the danger in it since then. Thunderfoot woke me up to it in his criticisms of Anita Sarkeesian and her vision for the video game industry that has now literally become true. Her vision was essentially everything you loved being destroyed and assimilated, and a world without creativity, challenging the orthodoxy of the state. And now, the government is grinning stupidly in your face while their boot stamps down on it for eternity with the message of wokeness. I devoted myself to combating wokeness. I failed to make a huge difference. Wokeness, wokesters, aka neo-Marxists, they require mass support to achieve this domination, and they have achieved it in the same way the communists fostered a culture of fear and snitching to assimilate people into their movement. You now literally have millions affected by the woke mind virus who lash out, gaslight, and bully anyone who goes against their cult programming that have been zombified by degrees over decades, one drop of wokeness at a time, just pronouns at a time since birth, a lot like Actman, who is now attacking Az. So we are reaching critical mass of wokeness at the end of the slippery slope fallacy, as those generations now create and educate the next generations of wokeness. It's a self-perpetuating cycle. Yuri Bezmenov was right. And you can't remove the wokeness now. You just can't. Part of the genius of wokeness is, if you attempt to remove even a small amount of this cancer, you'll be called a racist or a sexist. They falsely conflate social justice with their woke movement, so that if you're not a social justice warrior, aka not a wokester, then they'll call you against the things they falsely claim to represent. They use these victimhood classes against you to destroy you. So what is it? Lay down and die while they laugh at you? Should Az lay down and die while Ackman's laughing at him on Twitter? Or should you fight back while they continue to laugh at you? Well, I would say if you're going to fight back, truth is your weapon. Truth is easy to brandish, and that's the greatest strength you have. Telling the truth is so goddamn easy. They will, when you tell the truth, spit in your face like a possessed Reagan McNeil in The Exorcist, gaslighting you, making you question yourself with religious-like zeal. But do not listen, because there is only one, and the one thing there is woke. That is the enemy. We haven't really touched on movies yet. Wokeness is about victimhood and class, intersectionality, and wokesters have chosen women, black people, and females as their victim classes in their bigotry of low expectations, and seek to cater to those groups like they're somehow disabled or incapable of success without voting for and supporting wokeness. Spider-Man's now black. Captain America is now black. Iron Man is now a black girl. Little Mermaid's now black. Snow White is brown. Luke Skywalker is basically a woman. Rey has replaced him. Star Wars sequels, not a single white man was chosen for any lead roles unless they were a villain. You had Rey, Finn, you had the pilot, you had all the bridge stuff. Pretty much the only bad guys were white, and they killed all the old white males from the Star Wars franchises. The latest force face of Star Wars, Reva, is a black woman. Ahsoka, Star Wars, all women. Indiana Jones is now a deadbeat, knocked out and replaced by a woman. Black Panther, they essentially pissed on Chad's grave, and now all central characters are women. Ant-Man couldn't have a male central character, now it's a wasp woman. A woman is his equal. Peter Pan and Wendy. Peter Pan is Patel Pan, and he got cucked, and Wendy's in charge. The Lost Boys are not boys anymore, they're girls. Elemental is full of... We are at critical mass wokeness. Wokeness has won. Street Fighter 6, you know my opinions on that, has equal male and female characters, has to be exactly equal in the Marxist utopia, chosen by black consultants, aka Black Lives Matter race grifters. Nearly every video game character now is an angry lesbian. Remnant 2 just bought this game. They talk about an old white guy in disparaging fashion within the first 10 minutes, make some allusion to Donald Trump, and the woman who I'm giving my parts to craft me guns is an angry lesbian who's talking trash on men. If you play an old game or watch a movie from a time before 2016, it's kind of like a warm, snug embrace, is it not? No politics, no condescending Californian woke message, no activism, a natural expression of humanity that ended up that way not because of manufactured oppression required for confirmation bias of a far leftist cult, but because men were left alone to make what came naturally to them, video games and their vicarious fantasies. Now, men are shamed for merely existing and doing what their DNA compels them to make, games with guns, girls, and adventure. Yes, adventure, the narrative that underpins the creation of Western societies in ancient scriptures that society was built upon. Men should be celebrated and worshipped for making these works of intangible heritage that the left now tramples on like a wet sandcastle they had just pissed on, remolded into an ugly lump. They're taking all of these amazing things, great source of income and legacy, that supposedly is made by evil people, and they're exploiting it and using it for themselves and making it so much worse without actually creating anything on their own. And the things they do create, like the Elemental movie, just flop outright. We have given the Marxists, the wokesters, the leftists, the keys to our palace, and they've gone on an Airbnb bender with daddy's ESG credit card. They've broken all the furniture, they've clogged all the toilets, they're now living in our formerly resplendent home and treating it like a squat. That's what these wokesters are like. They've assimilated it, they've taken over our culture, and they're shitting all over it. Wokesters, do you really think that these minorities, for example black people, are so retarded they need the white liberals' help? European Americans are the largest pan-ethnic group of white Americans today and have constituted the majority population of the United States since the nation's founding. Why do you think in the United States, therefore, there's a lot of stuff there resembling the people who built it? The same reason that in Japan, where I live, their media and the stuff around me resembles the people who built it. The wokester, though, sees racism everywhere, as their philosophy is predicated on division and hatred. Where there is wokeness, there is division. It's baked into the cake. And they use this purposefully and ingeniously, I might add, to radicalize and convert useful new cult members. And yet, despite the fact that wokeness has won, in my opinion, you must not lie down and let it rape you and your culture. You cannot allow wokeness a second to breathe. It is cancer. You must immediately cut it off. Call it what it is. Do not avoid speaking out against wokeness for fear of upsetting the brainwashed mainstream zombies who side with it but don't exactly know why they're siding with it. They've been, of course, conditioned to this since birth or by the liberal big city incubators they've been lost in for so many years. If you avoid speaking out against wokeness, it'll come back stronger and you'll be forced to break with your tolerant character later, making you even more of a target for them. I promise you that, or you'll be living in a miserable world like a silent slave to the beat of your power-crazed oppressors. Wokesters will gaslight you. The more gaslighting, the more you know this is the iron law of woke overreaction. You are over the target. Oh, just a little wokeness, then you threw a tantrum, they'll say. Oh, just a few pronouns and you started crying, Ackman will say to Az. Always replace the word wokeness or woke with cancer and you'll know what you're dealing with and where the truth lies. Oh, just a little cancer and then you threw a tantrum. Does that sound reasonable? So you don't think wokeness has won? Well, look what happened when I put this very article that I wrote this morning into ChatGPT to ask to refine it. ChatGPT said, sorry, I can't write the article as requested because it includes some language and assertions that are divisive, controversial, and potentially harmful. If you have any other topics or ideas you'd like an article about, I'd be happy to help. So I said, what parts are divisive and harmful? The text you provided contains numerous statements that make broad and controversial generalizations which could be seen as discriminatory or divisive. For example, labeling groups as mentally ill. So if somebody says that they think they're a man, but they're actually a woman, you can't say that's mental illness, even though people require treatment for that, and I cannot think of one form of treatment required for something that isn't an illness. ChatGPT said, accusatory language against a wide range of institutions and people, including claims that they're part of a Marxist or far leftist agenda without substantiating evidence. Statements that could be considered disrespectful to different genders, races, and sexual orientations, as well as to medical and mental health professionals, but not anyone who would want to vote for Trump or a Republican or someone who's not woke. The text argues that wokeness is comparable to cancer, which it is, which could be considered highly insensitive to individuals dealing with cancer and their families. I'm sure people suffering from cancer would agree with me. These elements, among others, make the text potentially divisive and harmful. If you have other topic ideas or would like a balanced discussion of contemporary cultural trends, I'd be more than happy to help. I said remove, so that entire article, I asked it to remove the parts you found harmful, and it condensed it into these three small paragraphs. This is what ChatGPT changed everything I've just said into. Quote, in today's world, cultural changes and attitudes have generated debates on various topics. Many institutions and organizations are undergoing transformation in the name of progress and inclusivity. While these efforts are important for creating a more equitable society, it's worth examining whether some actions are contributing to further division rather than unity. Notably, many are concerned that the push for certain types of social justice can sometimes overshadow other important factors, such as merit or individual choice. Critics worry that this approach might actually perpetuate stereotypes or create divisions between groups of people. It is important to engage in open dialogue about these topics, as doing so can foster a more nuanced understanding and constructive solutions. However, the discourse should be rooted in respectful and informed conversation rather than accusatory language or sweeping generalizations. How the fuck are we supposed to foster a more nuanced understanding and constructive solution if you're censoring what I say? These people are authoritarian and they have the audacity to accuse you of being the aggressor. This is an invasive, aggressive cancer. Call it what it is. Wokeness is cancer. So unfortunately, wokeness has won, but we will not lie down and die. I will go down fighting, but you cannot deny it now. And you're going to start seeing more and more rants like Az's, as people start to get fed up with it, they always are bottling up their feelings and what they're thinking about wokeness because they don't want to be shamed, they don't want to be cancelled, but eventually it's going to explode like a volcano. So this is a powder keg waiting to explode. And just because wokeness has won doesn't mean it cannot be destroyed, or we, whatever that means, can win again. I don't want to use the communists as an example, but the nationalists in China, they ruled it. Chiang Kai-shek, the leader of the nationalists, he was smashing it. He had all of the resources. And yet, communist Mao, he won at the end of the day with guerrilla tactics and smart tactics. So just because it's won doesn't mean it can't be defeated. But for now, it really has won, and it is everywhere, and people need to start admitting that. And my concern is it's going to be like some 1984 scenario where the party in control, they make you love your slavery. You can see the people who are woke, they fight to protect it because it's baked into their personality since birth, injected into them through so many different mediums, education, media, all that kind of stuff. So they fight to defend it, even though they don't know why they're doing it. I used to do it myself, and that's how I know this is true. It's going to be extremely hard to wake those people up. Indeed, it really will be. And the terrifying thing is people grow up in a world where everything is woke. They won't know any different. So what are you supposed to do then when it becomes normalized and people weren't alive before it existed to realize how bad it is now? That's my concern. So anyways, if you're worried about wokeness, or if you're pissed off about wokeness, you're starting to realize that wokeness is everywhere and you want to spread the message, then share this video with someone, because I think it might wake them up to it. So there you go, everybody. That's what I wrote this morning, and I wanted to get that off my chest. And I love the way in the comments people say wokeness hasn't won. That's what I want to see. I don't want it to win, but I think it has won. I mean, man, Anita Sarkeesian's vision that everybody laughed at for these ridiculous video games is kind of what all games are like now. So I don't know what else to say. And if people say it hasn't won, then that's concerning to me, because I think they've lowered their expectations and they've gotten used to it. But I'll never be used to it unless it goes back like it was before, which is just men making things that they like. Men like video games more than women, and men like tools more than women. Women like people more, and women like dialoguing more, and men are just like that. And so men gravitate towards those fields, like making games, and men naturally make what they like, which, as I said, is girls, guns, and adventure. And until it goes back to that, which is a natural expression of just being a man in entertainment, well, I'm gonna keep on calling it out. But I don't think we can go back now. But at least we still have the old games, man. And we do play them on this channel. We're playing Zelda at the moment. Zelda just wouldn't be made today. So all of these things that is the lifeblood of our countries, the creative works, the statues, the art, the architecture, the games, the movies. The movies is the modern day art, and so is the games. None of those things that essentially are the whole character of a country would even exist today to create that country in the first place. Even Zelda wouldn't have been made today. Zelda, there's some woman gets kidnapped. The first part of the story wouldn't even happen. And then you've got to go get these seven crystals that are represented by these seven women who are kind of trapped. Nope, in today's story, it would be Zelda with another woman, or maybe just a woman, probably just a woman, going out and not saving any women. I mean, that's part of the hero's journey. It's going on an adventure. It's crossing the threshold. It's separating yourself from the things that are comfortable. It's going into a supernatural place with fantastic things there. Trials and tribulations. Having romance. Getting the girl. Proving yourself. And coming back and redistributing the spoils. All of that now that society was predicated upon, that tale, that narrative that built everything, has just been thrown out the window because of a recent Marxist trend. Well done, everyone. Stephen Suarez in the comments says, Anita Sarkeesian had the smallest crowds at her Q&A. That should have been the metric used to see how nobody likes her. And that's the crazy thing. She kind of slunk away because I think people figured her out too much, and then other people took over the movement. It's mad. It's mad. But you feel it's being rammed down and it's forced down, because really, who the fuck is asking for this, man? No wonder people are getting conspiratorial at the moment, bruv. Anyways, if you like today's show, please consider donating streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. I'm going to get on with my day. Big up to Az and Heel vs. Babyface. What an amazing talent. Fuck the haters, the resentful, toxic people who've got nothing better to do than spend all of their time looking at someone they hate and trying to figure out how to destroy. Evil can only corrupt and destroy. Az, keep doing your thing. You're a great talent, and we support you. Much love, everyone, and take care.